Well, good morning. It is October 14th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to finish the book of Colossians today, Colossians chapter 4 once again, Ezekiel chapter 47, and Psalm 103. So let's get into the Bible this morning. 1 Kings chapter 17. Now Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the word of God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, "Depart from here and turn eastward, and depart from here and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook of Kereth, which is east of the Jordan, and you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to come feed you there." And so he went and did according to the word of the Lord, and he went and lived by the brook of Cherith that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And after a while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. And behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." And so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, that I might drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and for my son, that we may eat it and that we may eat of it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and her household ate for many days. And the jar of flour was not spent, and neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. And the word, and this, after this, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became ill. And his illness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my son remembrance, and to cause my death of my son." And he said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him from her arms and carried him up to the inner chamber where he lodged and laid him on his own bed. And he cried to the Lord, "O Lord God, have you brought calamity even upon the widow with whom I sojourned by killing her son?" And then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord my God, let this child's life come into him again." And the Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child came into him again, and he was revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper chamber and the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth, and that it is true." That was 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's move on over to the book of Colossians. We'll finish up that book, chapter 4, this morning. Colossians chapter 4. "Masters, treat your slaves justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. And at the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. And let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. And Tychicus will tell you all about my activities, and he is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. And they will tell of everything that has taken place here. And Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is also called Justice. And these are the only men of the circumcision among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. And Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. And give my greeting to the brothers at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans. And see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. And I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Well, amen. That was Colossians chapter 4. Tomorrow we start the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Let's go on over to the Old Testament again. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. And then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the temple faced east. And the water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. And then he brought me out by the way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces towards the east. And behold, the water was trickling out on the south side. And going on eastward with the measuring line in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits, and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. And again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. And again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. And again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water has risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? And then he led me back to the bank of the river. And as I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees, on the one side and on the other. And he said to me, The water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah and enters the sea. And when the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh. And so everything will live where the river goes. Fishermen will stand beside the sea, from En-Gedi to En-Galim. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of very many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. Then on the banks, on the both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food, and their leaves will not wither, nor the fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary, and the fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. And thus says the Lord God, this is the boundary by which you shall divide the land for inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions, and then you shall divide equally what I swore to give to your fathers. And this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. And this shall be the boundary of the land on the north side, from the great sea by the way of Hethlon to Lebo Hamath, and on the Zedad, Berothath, Sibraim, which lies on the border between Damascus and Hamath, as far as Hazar Hadikon, which is on the border of Haran. And so the boundary shall run from the sea to Hazar Enan, which is on the northern border of Damascus, with the border of Hamath to the north. And this shall be the north side. And on the east side of the boundary shall run between Haran and Damascus, along the Jordan between Gilead and the land of Israel, to the eastern sea, and as far as Tamar. And this shall be the east side. And on the south side it shall run from Tamar as far as the waters of Meribah Kadesh, from there along the brook of Egypt to the great sea. And this shall be the south side. And on the west side the great sea shall be the boundary to the point opposite Lebo Hamath. And this shall be the west side. And so you shall divide this land among you according to the tribes of Israel, and you shall allot it as an inheritance for yourself and for the sojourners who reside among you and have had children among you. And they shall be to you as native-born children of Israel, and with you they shall be allotted an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. And whatever tribe the sojourner resides, there shall you assign him his inheritance, declares the Lord God. And that was Ezekiel chapter 47. Let's move on over to our final reading this morning in Psalm 103. Psalm 103 today. Psalm 103 of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And the Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. And he made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. And the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. And the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of the word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers, who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 14th, 2021. God bless you. Have an awesome day, and stay in the word today. Bye now.